At the high school level, putting on a musical can take anywhere from 8 to 10 weeks. At the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, it takes 2. A group of high school-age students completed the ambitious rehearsal schedule at the camp's first-ever 2-week musical theater session last week. KCAW's Ed Ronco visited rehearsals for Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Conrad, and we'll be true when you're not near.
It's Monday, July 16th, and this is the first rehearsal for Bye Bye Birdie. The young cast is seated around the outside edges of a circular chapel on Sheldon Jackson campus. In the middle, music director Andrew Hames explains the show. Conrad Birdie, the title character, is basically Elvis. Skinny, postage stamp Elvis, not sweaty jumpsuit Elvis.
And so when he signed up for the military, teenage girl hearts broke across the country that, oh my gosh, he's going off to fight in the war, but we have to support that.
Birdie is coming to the small town of Sweet Apple, Ohio, where he will perform one last song before he heads overseas. The cast begins by reading through the script. When they get to a song, they speak it.
Gray skies are going to clear up and put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the...
But don't let this fool you, because 3 days later, this cast is singing, dancing. They've memorized Act 1, and they're working hard on Act 2.
There are chicks... just right for the kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Man, those chicks don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living.
And by that evening, they've added an orchestra.
Sisters takes, all ready for tasting. And there's Cadillacs.
And by midway through this week, costumers are fitting cast members, the crew and community volunteers are painting the set, and the cast is doing a lot of polishing.
Putting up a Broadway musical, they take 5 weeks. We're putting up a musical in 2.
Elida Kaur is from Portsmouth, Rhode Island. She plays Rose.
This is a very different character for me because I've never been Spanish before.
Spanish? Okay, May, I'll be Spanish. Just wait until I marry Alberto. Be the toast of Chi-Chi.
It's really long days, difficult hours, but from the first moment we all walked into the room on day one, we all knew, like, this is going to be fun but professional, and we're just going to get it done, and we're going to have loads of fun doing it.
Not Danish, not British, not Swedish, not Yiddish, but
My name is Gavin Strumpler. I was born in Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm Albert Peterson, Bye Bye Birdie. He's a pushover in every sense of the word.
No, I'm not suggesting the boy doesn't want to go into the army. It's just that, no, I'm not trying to. Well, it seems to me that 2 weeks from today, at the induction center, he'll be there.
This process is one of the more excruciating artistic things I've been put through, and I say that in lightest words possible, just because it's fun.
Strumpler says the all-day rehearsal schedule is developing a work ethic in the cast, and many, like him, want to do this professionally.
My experience of working with young people is, if you set a bar, they'll attain it.
That is W.T. McRae, the director of theater at Sitka Fine Arts Camp. He says that at the first read-through, there was a lot going through his mind.
Did we choose right? Are these kids going to be successful in this area? And am I, you know, challenging each kid? I want to make sure that it's not simple for anyone, that there's learning happening here.
Musical theater, he says, is a chiefly American art form. It was created here, it has evolved here, and it is thriving here. And for students in the arts, it is a confluence of all the skills they've learned.
I believe that the theater makes great citizens. And I think if these kids can learn these skills and take them on to any endeavor that their passion drives them to, they're going to be better off for it.
There are lots of philosophical reasons behind why these students wake up early, perform and rehearse all day, go to bed late, and repeat the process. But at this moment, they're focused on the practical ones. Opening night is not that far away. There are costumes to fit, there are dances to perfect, notes to fine-tune, and lines to remember. And beyond that, well, who knows?
Ed Sullivan, they're gonna be on Ed Sullivan.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.